The views and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Gwen and Mercy Academy High School, the Sisters of Mercy, or any related affiliate.
Getting thrown into the city really changed my whole life. I was so shy and meek and timid, and within 2 weeks, I knew who I was. I was like a strong, independent individual. I really found my voice. I learned how to say no, which you have to do a lot in New York.
Welcome back to the Monarch Impact Podcast. My name is Lucy Key, and I am a senior at Gwynedd.
And I'm Erin Remo Clements, a member of the class of 2012 and Gwynedd's Director of Alumni Engagement.
Today, we are interviewing Jenna Gellenberg, a member of the class of 2011 at Gwynedd Mercy Academy High School. During her time at Gwynedd, she was actively involved in the performing arts, also taking on leadership roles in Glee Club and Diversity Club. After graduating high school, she attended New York University's prestigious Tisch School of the Arts, earning a bachelor's degree in film and television. Today, she works as a casting director and has worked on titles such as National Treasure, The Prom, Fire Country, and more. Welcome, Jenna.
Okay, so to start off, we're going to circle back to your time here at Gwynedd. So tell us about your experience as a student at Gwynedd Mercy. How did it help inform the person you are today?
I feel like I went to Gwynedd 100 years ago, so let me like time travel here. But what year even was I? I graduated in 2011, which feels like a lifetime ago. And my time at Gwynedd was wonderful. I made some really lifelong friends. I still talk to so many of my teachers. I found myself in the arts wing a lot. I was a music major, I guess you could call it, like back before we really had majors. I was involved in like the Glee Club and all those shows and musicals. So I really hit a stride in the arts, all the arts that Gwynedd had to offer. That's what stands out the most. And English, I loved English class. I loved writing.
That's amazing. And during your time here at Gwynedd, you were president of Diversity Club and Glee Club. How do you think these like leadership experiences prepared you for college and your future career?
Good question. They prepared me quite a bit. Those were pretty decent sized roles for a teenager. So the Glee Club, there were so many girls in the Glee Club, and just like having to corral that many people together was a feat. So I learned a lot of organizational skills. I definitely learned how to use my voice a bit more because I was a bit more of like a quiet student my first few years at Gwynedd, and then junior and senior year, I learned to use my voice and corral people together. And like, I think I became more of a people person through those leadership opportunities.
Yeah. And even today, there's still a lot of people in Glee Club.
Are there?
Yeah.
Are you in Glee Club?
Yeah, I'm in Glee and Corral.
Oh, best times love in the Glee it, Club. Yeah. Just the best.
Yeah, I can remember many, many fun times with Jenna. And I think, were we both SAP 2s at some point?
Yes.
Yeah, sitting in the middle of everybody trying to hold our harmonies.
Yeah.
So we had a great time. And so obviously, you know, you had fantastic extracurriculars that you were involved in and academics. You mentioned you loved English class. Was there anything about those experiences that inspired you to pursue film and television? Like what kind of set you on that path?
Yeah, so I always loved movies growing up, and I didn't really realize you could have a career in the film business. I was just like, oh, look, actors on a screen. And it wasn't until like around junior year, I had Mr. Hopkins. Is he still here, Mr.
Hopkins? Yes, of course.
Shout out Mr. Hopkins if you're listening. his English class, I loved the literature. And I started to think, oh my gosh, if I were to make this a movie, who would I cast in each of the roles? Which I heard is now potentially maybe like part of his curriculum. So side eye.
Credit
where
Gellenberg.
Credit is due. but yeah, that was the first time I kind of realized, oh wait, there's so many other roles in making a movie or making a TV series. And similarly, like writing. I got so into writing like mini scripts around junior year in English class.
That's really cool that you also had the flexibility in your academics to be able to make, you know, make something. Maybe that assignment didn't exist at the time, but you were allowed to explore that interest that you had.
Yeah. No, I would come to Mr. Hopkins in the lunch hour and he'd be like, go eat lunch. And I'd be like, no, look at this that I made. Like Anne Hathaway would be the perfect so-and-so. We read, oh gosh, what's the one with the three women? I'm not going to remember. And it's like Mrs. Dalloway is one of them.
Oh.
The Hours.
I don't remember.
I don't know if that's still in the curriculum. But
I know I read Mrs. Dalloway, but I don't remember the other
ones. I was like, Anne Hathaway would be perfect. And he'd be like, Jenna, go eat lunch.
But that's like such a good part about Gwinnett is you can have that relationship with your teachers and they get to know you. And
yeah, absolutely.
And was there any, I know, you know, you mentioned Mr. Hopkins, but is there any other teachers that really had a profound impact on you? And especially as you kind of left the Gwinnett hallways.
Mr. Waltrick, everyone's favorite little gremlin.
He'll love that.
Loved him. He was just a sweetheart. And fun fact, he acted in my thesis film at NYU. Mm-hmm. So he is an actor. He has an IMDb credit.
Yep.
Who else? I loved my communications club. It was a teacher who's, I don't think she teaches here anymore.
Was it Mrs. Bradley?
Yeah.
Yeah, she retired a couple years ago.
Yeah, but I loved the communications class in general. That left an impact, built the creativity.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I feel like you do need to tell everyone about the film that you filmed at Gwinnett.
I know. This needs to be like common knowledge. No. So for my senior year at NYU, I was lucky enough to make a thesis film, and I knew I wanted to bring it back here. I grew up in Bluebell. Just for like all the freebies that you get, like my parents' house and, you know, all that. And so we needed a high school and we shot here at Gwinnett with Gwinnett's permission. And we filled up the hallways with so much film equipment and lights and actors. We had like 50 extras that day maybe. And Maggie Borlando, who's also a Gwinnett alum, was the lead in the film. So we had her frolicking the halls. We shot in... the old biology classroom.
Yeah, Mrs. Saunders' old classroom, which is, right at the break of the red corridor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we shot in there and in the hallways, and it was fun. Good time.
Yeah, so cool. I was once in a music video that Jenna directed as
you
well.
Were?
I was. Remember, we all went to your house and then I was in the rain.
Yes.
So, yes, many wonderful original Jenna Gellenberg productions.
I just made everyone get in front of the camera. Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah. And then, so segueing into your college and career life, what was the transition like from Gwinnett to like New York City, New York University?
Yeah, it was definitely quite a transition. I was blessed to live a pretty sheltered life in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. And so getting thrown into the city really changed my whole life. I was so shy and meek and timid. And within 2 weeks, I knew who I was. I was like a strong, independent individual. I really found my voice. I learned how to say no, which you have to do a lot in New York. You have people coming up to you on the street constantly, like, trying to sell you things. And when I first got there, I was like, okay, sure, $30 for a keratin treatment on the side of the street? Absolutely. And I was just so naive. So I grew up really quickly. Big transition, but for the best. Yeah, I love New York.
And then after college, you moved to L.A. So what was that like? And how did you get your foot in the door of the entertainment industry?
Another really big transition to L.A., but I loved Los Angeles. I think everyone should visit at some point in their life. And L.A. was kind of almost a mix between, like, here, suburban Pennsylvania and Manhattan, because it is a suburb city. So I fit right in pretty immediately with, like, my surroundings. But, again, every time I moved cities, I, like, rediscovered myself and kind of reinvented myself, because I moved to L.A. and I didn't know a soul. So I had to make new friends from the ground up. I had to make work connections. And my first job in L.A. I got through a connection. While I was at NYU, I interned at The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And one of my fellow interns worked for a producer. and I was packing my suitcase for LA, and she happened to call me, and she said, my boss just said I need a clone of you in LA tomorrow. And I was like, well, my friend Jenna is literally flying out tomorrow, and she is a clone of me. And so I interviewed with her boss, and that's how I got my first job, like within 24 hours of landing in Los Angeles. It was kind of meant to be, and that was my dream job, actually. I was a showrunner's assistant to Pamela Adlon on season one of FX's Better Things, and I couldn't have asked for a first job in the entertainment industry because I was like the mitochondria of the cell. Like, I was dealing with all of the department heads and studio and network and actors, and I learned so much. So I lucked out, but it was also through connections and networking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always telling our students, it's all about the connections you make. You never know when you're going to find somebody that, you know, knows somebody who does what you want to do one day.
Exactly.
And it's so important for people to keep that in mind, that every moment's an opportunity for a first impression and to get your foot in the door.
So. Yeah, keep in touch with people. That's like the best advice. Just keep in touch. Don't burn bridges.
Absolutely.
You never know.
And, you know, Gwinnett is a great place for that, too. You know, I feel like, you know, I before we started recording, you know, Jen and I were walking down the hallway, and she was like, I feel like I come here all the time now that, you know, I'm always calling her up and saying, can you speak to these students or can you do this? Because I know she's such a valuable, you know, font of knowledge and wisdom. So, you know, it's good to make sure you're, you know, meeting all the alumni as well.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your time in LA? So you went from being a showrunner's assistant, and then what did you do after that?
So speaking of connections, while I was with Pamela for about a year, I learned what departments I loved and I didn't love. And I've always been fond of casting, and I kind of shadowed her casting director while I was working for her and got really close with her. And so after I wrapped up the season with Pamela, I was like, hey, love you, love this job. What do you think about me working for Felicia? And she was like, absolutely, go do it. She's the best. So immediately I worked with her casting director, Felicia Fasano, who is huge in LA. She does TV comedy mostly. And so I went on and worked with her for a little while. And we did... let's see, what did we do? On the CW, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which
love
was
that show.
So much fun.
Perfect for a theater girl.
Exactly. Oh my God, all the singing. What else did I do with her? Better Things, we did another season of a show called I'm Sorry on True TV, a couple pilots, lots of comedy, which was fun for me. And then from there, I just went casting office to casting office, working for different casting directors on different shows and movies, and the rest is history. I've been with my boss, Veronica Rooney, now for 4 years.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of years ago you decided to make the transition to come back to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. How is being back, you know, closer to family? I know you live just outside of New York City. How is that, and how does that affect your career as well?
Yeah, so it was a really hard decision. I lived in LA for about 7 years. It was a long time. And when the pandemic hit, I just kind of had an aha moment. And I said, you know, I'm too close to my family to be a whole time zone away. So, you know, I can do my career in New York or LA. And New York is just so much closer. So that was my decision. And I'm so happy with my decision. I'm so close to my family. I get to see them all the time. I actually love Manhattan, and I live right outside of it, so I don't need to be in the crazy. I'm just like, I can pop into the crazy when I want. And I'm actually still working for my Los Angeles boss because my industry is still pretty work from home. So I kind of get the best of both worlds. I take meetings in New York, and I'm working on independent film in Manhattan while working on big episodic series for my boss. But I am working like noon to 9 p.m. But we do what we got to do for the love
get
of the
to
job.
Sleep in, have some brunch.
Yeah, get a morning. Then, yeah.
So. That's awesome. And can you, I mean, you mentioned that there's a lot of work from home still. I know a lot of casting went, you know, digital video during the pandemic. What is a day in your life? What does that look like?
A day in my life. So it's funny when I date or meet friends and they're like, what do you do? You like interview people all day? I'm like, not kinda. I audition people really. That's the majority of my day is spent auditioning actors. In the room, auditions kind of went out the window, unfortunately, with COVID. I don't know when they're coming back. But for now, I audition on Zoom. I audition live on the computer. I do self-tapes. So I spend all day just watching auditions, like all day. My eyeballs burn by the end of the day. And then I also have meetings with my creatives, like directors and producers, to talk about their vision and what they want for that episode. And then the other half of my job is business, not really creative. And I'm dealing with agents and managers and producers and figuring out deals, because once we find an actor we like, we have to close a deal and find the right money mark that makes everyone happy.
Seems stressful.
Yeah, it can be very stressful. A lot of big personalities in Hollywood.
Yeah. And so what has been your absolute favorite project that you've ever worked on, whether it be like a film you made or a film you cast? And then is there any like favorite person you've ever worked with too?
Ooh. So to date, I think my favorite project was the National Treasure series for Disney Plus. I loved the National Treasure movies. I grew up on those. So when we got that, I was like, move over. This show is mine. Mm-hmm. I want this. And that was really fun too, because I love working with like youth casting, like early 20s actors who haven't really made their mark yet, but who will, and giving them their first break is so rewarding. I love that. So that was my favorite project. And we cast Catherine Zeta-Jones in that series, so meeting her on Zoom was kind of like a big life highlight. That was pretty cool. And the showrunners of that show, the writers and producers, were the same people who did the movies. So I worked closely with them, which just felt nostalgic.
That's so awesome. I'm a huge fan of those movies too. Okay. And I remember you telling me you were going to work on the TV show. I was like, no way.
Did you get to see it or no?
I haven't watched it yet. I don't think I have Disney Plus, but I will get it and I will.
Bartha makes an appearance. Riley from the movies.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Very cool. Yeah. What do you watch, like the things that you cast, and what's that like to watch your vision at the beginning of the process kind of become a reality?
I always watch What We Do just because it's so fun, like because I read the scripts and they go through so many drafts, so to see it from script to page to screen is so cool. And watching my actors, I like to see how they do, like if an actor kind of doesn't hit their mark, like I mentally make a note, maybe we don't use them.
They're
again.
Always auditioning.
Yeah. Or if they're like the star of the episode, that's also really good for me to note and be like, oh my gosh, like Erin really popped this episode. She had 5 lines, but let's give her something bigger on something else, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then on your love for movies, what is your like all-time favorite movie?
Oh my gosh, all-time favorite movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hard. Okay, I'll be like a fancy schmancy annoying art person and say a movie that no one's seen, and then I'll say a movie that everyone's seen. Okay. The one that no one's seen, it's called Cinema Paradiso. It's an Italian film, and it's my favorite movie ever. I watch it once a year, and I cry buckets. And then Titanic is the one that everyone's seen.
I knew you were going to say Titanic.
I love Titanic.
Jenna loves Titanic.
it's been for forever. Mr. DiCaprio is like, has my heart. And it's just such a good, that was the first movie ever where I was like, okay, hold up. Like, how did they do that? How did they sink a darn ship?
I just remember I dated a guy in high school named Jack, and she was really into the fact that his name was Jack. And she was like, gosh. I'll never let go.
Jack Dawson.
This is so random, but there's a cardboard cutout of Leonardo DiCaprio like in room 5 right now from prom because it was Great Gatsby themed.
You have to get a picture with it.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe I will.
Yeah, because actually I chaperoned prom, and my husband helped put the cardboard cutout up because we were both chaperoning, and he was like, you have a cardboard cutout of Leo DiCaprio? I said, there's nothing more Gwyneth than a cardboard cutout of Leo DiCaprio at prom.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
And then finally, you certainly have been involved in so many things. So what does your free time look like? How do you manage your time, and what do you just enjoy doing?
Free time. You know, my job requires a lot of me, so I like to try to spend my free time relaxing as much as I can. I like to hike. I'm big into, like, fitness and working out to relieve some of the stress. Mm-hmm. I love watching movies. I'm a big book reader. And just hanging out with friends and cooking. Just very, very, like, normal, relaxing things because my job is not normal or relaxing.
No, I feel that. That's amazing. So, well, anything else you want to share to any past or present Gwynedd girls who might be interested in getting involved in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, I would say if you have that creative spark and desire, explore all the different options. A lot of people go straight to acting, which I think it's fantastic if you want to act. But there's so many cool, interesting other roles. So explore it. Watch movies and ask questions. And yeah, like Erin said, networking and connections are everything in this industry. So start now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jenna. This was such a great chat, and it's always so great to hear from you. So we appreciate it.
Oh,
and can't
so
wait
happy.
To see the next projects. Anything you can tell us that you're working
yeah,
on?
Yeah, Fire Country Season 2. Our finale is out in, I think, 2 weeks or so. So check out Fire Country, and then I will be on Season 3, which I am starting in a couple weeks.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Jenna.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Ha ha ha.